All right.
What up, y'all?
Welcome to the Bald Brothers Podcast. My name is Kevin. This is Tony Baker.
Man, we in here, man.
We in here talking movies and the like. All right. Today we got a fun question that we got from the internet, actually. Somebody put Giancarlo Esposito thinks him as Professor X and Denzel Washington as Magneto would be great for an X-Men movie. So me and Tony said, well, we might as well recast the Black X-Men starting from there.
On the black tip.
So Giancarlo Esposito is Professor Charles Xavier Watkins.
Watkins?
Denzel Washington is Magneto. First of all, would love to see Giancarlo as Professor X. And Denzel as a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Magneto is not a villain, truly.
No.
He is just, if you know the history of X-Men, it's based on Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. So X-Men 97 actually does a really good job of this as well. They're more Killmonger, Black Panther than like good and bad.
Yeah, for sure.
They're just different.
You feel Magneto.
You feel him.
Really, I'm tired of how humans have been treating us this whole time.
And I can do something about it.
We can do something about this. Y'all hating on us and there's nothing wrong with us. We were born this way. Leave us alone. You 100%. More people feel Magneto than Professor X.
You're absolutely right.
The Professor X is like, no, we must. Man, fuck that. They out here attacking us, dog. Sick of this, man. But Eric, nah, man. Charles, you sitting there, your ideals, and like, yeah, we can show that we better. We are better than them. And that's why they hate us. I'm sick of it, Charles.
But if you were in the X-Men land, would you go Magneto or Professor X?
That's the internal conflict that I had, because Magneto would be going too far.
That's the only thing. But you mean with him?
I'm
but
super
he wasn't burning the house down.
Yeah.
That's him. Yeah, man. And then we'll kill their babies. Yeah. Whoa, hey, Mag.
I'm an in-betweener.
Ain't no independence, man. They don't have no Ross Perot. You ain't no Ross Perot. You either Professor X or Magneto. You was a mutant with power.
But I'm a combination of the two ideals.
You're the bakery man. You can create, you can conduct.
Because I'm going to save your life, but I'm going to cuss you out while I'm doing it.
No, Magneto's going to be like, and then kill him. You cuss him out, you got to kill him because you can't be in the middle.
I would be saving you. Be like, your dumb ass shouldn't have been out there anyway while you're sitting here spray painting kill muties out here. This mutie is saving your ass. I'm going to be on your neck the whole time I take your punk ass back to your weak ass homo sapien family. Like, I'm sick of y'all out here hating on her. You can't even do the shit I do. You jealous. Can you levitate? Can you lift the tank? You mad. And I didn't even soup nothing. I was just born this way. And I watched my family get exterminated in World War II. You sitting up here whining over nothing because you feel intimidated?
See, but at the end, you might kill him. You might be so pissed off. Nah, I'll kill you right now.
I might.
Because you be right. You're right there, Tom.
I'm pissed, dog.
You're right on the end.
You had a whole hate group towards us, and you sitting here at the mercy of me, man. You know what?
That's all Magneto did. The more he talked, the more pissed off he got. He's like, you know what? I'll kill you right now.
I'm going to crush you right
now.
That's
why I loved in X-Men 97. He was actually trying to be good.
Yeah.
And then they brought the helicopter. He said, and see? And this is why I don't be with y'all.
Yep.
And now I got, and y'all forced my hand. And he was like, man, sorry, man. Nah, man.
They had the helicopters tilted. The blaze was like, chill, Magneto. Nah, man, y'all should have chilled.
Ain't no chill.
Well, you came in here with this nonsense.
Ain't no chill. And he in 97, he got the luxurious hair.
Luxurious.
He took the helmet off.
Yep. That's how he was in the comics.
It was flowing in the back.
He got his shoulders out in his costume. He's like, man, what's up, man? I used to smash Rogue. What's up? You know what I'm saying? You think Eric ain't going to get no draw? You think he ain't got no magnetism? Come on, man. You think Charles is the only one getting the ladies
while
he posted up over there in the chair? Magneto out here fully functional. Rogue, no.
Ask Rogue.
Yeah.
She done took that glove off one more time. You know she took the glove off that Gucci as well.
Ew, man. Let me ponytail it up and Let me fix your car, girl, with just my hands. I can take it apart and put it back together.
Let me ponytail it up, girl.
Man, dog.
Man bun, if you will.
You know Magneto getting the buns out here.
Oh, man, I love the villains, man. I got the helmet. Everybody want to see what underneath the helmet?
Right.
More man. Helmet.
More helmet.
That's what's underneath the helmet. All right, so Magneto's Denzel, Professor X Giancarlo. Let's start with the leader, Cyclops. Who's the black
Michael
Cyclops?
Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan.
You know what? He actually might be good.
That's what I'm saying,
one.
Man.
I thought you were playing.
No.
But he actually might be good for this.
He would be a great Cyclops, though.
He is.
Yeah.
He got the leader.
He's got the leadership quality. He got the good dude essence.
He does have that all-American,
yeah.
All-American guy about him.
He
feel
does.
Like he could be in Abercrombie and Fitch spread.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, he's still probably black, though, but he got to take the check.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
He's physically fit, got the
fit, handsome. The ladies find him appealing. This is all stuff that's about Scott Summers.
Yeah.
Because you know? Wolverine always be like, pretty boy. You know what I'm saying? So he's, you know, the women like Cyclops, but,
yeah.
You know, some people would consider Cyclops a square.
For sure. He Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
But he don't mind.
He don't mind.
The leader got to be like
in his own skin.
He's comfortable in his own skin. He don't mind doing the right thing.
Right.
He doesn't get rattled. Mm-hmm. Easy. I mean, right. Him and Logan go at it.
Yeah.
But you never feel like if they got into a fight, you feel like Cyclops will hold his own, especially in 97.
Cyclops always holds back. He always puts his integrity first.
For sure.
Integrity and leadership first. The good of the team, all that. That's
yeah.
It.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I thought you were playing, but that actually is a good cast.
Michael B. Jordan would be great as Cyclops.
All right, now who's his love interest?
Nicole Beharie. Nicole Beharie. Yeah. Or Shannon Thornton. One of the two. One of the two.
So what characterizes Jean? Because the thing, when I think of Jean, I always, she's very innocent and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And afraid of her own power.
Uh-huh.
But I always go to the Dark Phoenix saga. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite X-Men storyline. Yeah.
All
100%.
They was like, 100%. We don't know what to do with her.
Yeah.
She is going to destroy her.
And she got to be a knockout visually.
Got to be.
She got to be a knockout visually.
But she's got to give you, like, the thing about Jean that makes her, Jean Grey, makes her intriguing. She is an Omega-level mutant, but she has such little control of her power.
Right.
That the actress has to be believable in a sense of, like, how do I describe this?
Because Jean Grey is always at odds with herself. She's trying to keep everything contained,
yes.
Trying to be on the straight and narrow. She knows how powerful she is, so she always tries to stay even keel, tries to repress everything, whether it be lust, anger, freedom, whatever it is. That's why when the Phoenix came into her life, she was drawn to the freedom part of it and just experiencing, like, you know, different emotions and as far as anger, rage, passion, lust, all of that. Because a part of the real Jean Grey is always trying to keep everything neutral so she doesn't just wild the fuck out here.
Journey Smollett.
Oh, I'm not mad at that.
I like her. I like that a lot.
I'm not mad at that.
Because her at the beginning of Lovecraft, she kind of is that, like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then
she changes throughout.
And then she changes throughout.
Uh-huh.
In the burial, which you should see, it's good. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, I gotta watch it.
She's in full control of a situation. So you can see acting wise where she goes. She's gorgeous, but she has that sort of like everyman appeal to her, around the way girl, but prettier than that.
Mm.
But I feel like acting wise, she can encompass everything you just said.
For sure.
Patreon said that.
For sure.
Journey Smollett.
I'm not mad at that.
Journey Smollett.
Oh, Janelle Monáe would be great as well as Jean
Grey. She was so good in Glass Onion.
I'm not mad at that as Jean Grey, too.
She was so good in... I don't mind that as well.
Yeah,
but I do feel that Journey might tap into the rage. So,
I haven't seen...
Unexpected rage more. I believe Journey could sell that more.
Yeah.
I think Janelle as the first twin in Glass Onion is kind of what you were describing as Jean Grey.
Right.
Like the timid, I don't know myself. The second twin was more the second. But I've never seen Janelle, but
I don't.
I've never seen her rage out, but there's nothing about her that makes me think she's incapable of it.
No. I'm not saying that. I just haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But I've seen those buttons and elements with Journey.
And Journey has a long hair. Jean Grey has a long hair. Kind of like a natural eye fit. But if you're the casting director, you got both of them are in. Who are you choosing?
A part of this is going to be on the superficial level.
Today's show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we're halfway through the year, and are you proud of yourself? I'm proud of myself because I've been consistent in couples therapy. You know I go to couples therapy once a week. Personal therapy as well. Therapy can help y'all, man. You know, it's a good thing to do for you. I've had tremendous benefits from therapy. Look, I think my marriage is 217% better as a result of therapy. And I want you to have that experience. And you can with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Listen, take a moment, visit BetterHelp.com/baldbrothers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/baldbrothers. And now back to the show.
Because men are fighting over Jean.
Yeah.
Wolverine is like, I got to get in.
I got
on
to
this.
Get these clothes. And
when I look at Janelle Monáe, I'll be like,
This
I
current,
got to get in on this.
This current version of her.
Even before she's,
but I mean this current.
This current version of her is.
Lord Jesus,
I'll be mad.
I see what you're saying, and I agree.
Janelle Monáe would just have me.
You're casting a movie, man. You're selling tickets too.
Yeah,
you're selling tickets too. You're selling the whole experience.
I like Journey as Rogue though. I know they saying Kiki up in the joint.
Well, we got 10 black actors that we just
refurbish the hell out of.
They gonna put Kiki in a movie no matter what it is.
But I can see Journey as Rogue. Because Rogue has those emotional pockets that Shahidi is a little bit too young. Mm-hmm. I want to go. But Journey has those pockets of the emotional tap-ins that we need. Because Rogue has always dealt with, you know, her powers are, I can never be intimate. Nobody's going to love me. I can never love someone fully. I always got to keep that at bay. At the same time, she's charming. She's funny. You know, I know Journey can do an accent. Yeah. I already know Kiki can do an accent for sure.
Yeah.
But I feel like Journey has the look. The emotional depth.
She has the Rogue has a certain swagger about
her
too.
Yeah,
she's comedic.
Uh huh.
She's swagged out, confidence through the roof. She can carry.
I can see Journey with that white streak.
Yeah,
and some long hair. I can see it.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Okay. So now we need Storm. Storm has to be white.
Storm is going to be white,
because Storm is black in the traditional X. She's the only black person in the group. So we got to go white for Storm. We're
Angelina
doing opposite
Jolie. Is she too
she's
old?
She's too old, man.
She's too old?
She's right. Too old.
She would
now.
Be perfect, though.
She would be perfect, but she's a... Tomb Raider Angelina Jolie would be perfect.
She would be perfect.
Early 2000s Angelina would be perfect.
Angelina is, she just free. She just walk around naked if she want to. It look like she won with nature. Scarlett just, nah, not Scarlett.
She could be a tree in the movie, though. I was thinking Margot Robbie as Storm.
Nah.
But I don't think she has the gravitas of it. Uh-uh. Reese Witherspoon. Now, Jennifer Lawrence was already in X-Men. Sydney Sweeney's kind of young.
She's the it girl right now.
She is. It's because of Euphoria. Mm-hmm. And boobs.
She do got big boobs.
I never really noticed, but
she
that's...
She does. She's stacked.
Yeah.
Oh! Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas?
Yes.
Who's that? I got to look her up.
She was in... She was just in the latest Mission Impossible. Was it Mission Impossible? James Bond. She was just in the latest James Bond.
Monroe in the...
Yeah. I like...
She in Glass Onion?
Yes.
She's the...
Wait, was she in Glass Onion?
Uh-huh. I mean, not Glass Onion. She's in Knives Out.
Knives Out.
That's the one. Yeah. I like her. That's a good choice for me.
Patreon said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good choice for me.
I did not know her name. She was in what? What was she in?
She was in James Bond. Yeah,
the most recent one?
Yeah.
What was that? Which one was that?
The one with the old girl from Bob Marley, too, and The Woman King.
Lashana Lynch?
Yeah. They was both in it.
I seen that one.
What was the name of that? What was the name of the last James Bond, y'all?
I put Jasmine Boyd.
Anya Taylor-Joy is not a bad pick either. And I love her eyeballs. I love her eyeballs, man. She got some of the best eyeballs in the game. I think she would be a good Storm, too. From an acting standpoint, I think Anya Taylor-Joy.
No Time to Die?
No Time to Die, yeah.
Who's the villain in that? Rami Malek.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I like Lashana Lynch.
I love Lashana Lynch.
Yeah, she was so good in The Woman King.
She's great. She's great every time.
She's great every time.
She's good in the Bob Marley joint, too.
Was she in a Marvel movie?
Yeah, she's Captain Marvel's homegirl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going Ana de Armas?
But now that Anya Taylor-Joy got me thinking.
Oh, you know what? She's been casting a lot of stuff.
She's good.
She's good. She was in
she's gonna be in the chess Mad movie, wasn't it? Furiosa. She's gonna be in that.
I can see her as Storm.
I can see her as Storm too. Mm-hmm. And I know she got good range on her too.
She's been having a lot of stuff. I don't mind her. Sorry, Anna.
Yeah, Anya Taylor-Joy is good. I like that one. Good choice.
So now we need just Beast and Jubilee.
We're not doing Gambit?
Oh, Gambit, my bad. You're right. I wrote Magneto down twice and not Gambit.
Need that Gambit.
Beast, Jubilee, and Gambit. And I hate Jubilee's talent, but she's gotta be cast.
Kiki Palmer.
Do you want a singer though? Oh, I guess.
She has the youthfulness of Jubilee.
Mm-hmm. She got the energy.
Actually, I think she'd be good.
Kiki is fireworks.
Kiki Palmer's great.
Kiki Palmer represents fireworks and her energy.
I might like her powers if Kiki Palmer was playing her. Absolutely not.
The powers are going to be trash either way.
Storm Reid.
Storm Reid is not bad.
See, now they say Jubilee has to be young. We'd be saying Kiki Palmer is too young. She's in that weird age because she just feels grown.
Kiki Palmer can play young, though.
How old is she? She's not even 30, is she? Or she?
Kiki?
She's 30?
She might be
mid-30s. Is she mid-30s already? She was a child.
So I'm a child.
How old is she?
She's 30. Just turned 30.
30 on the dot. That's
like a month older than Jubilee.
Kiki is Jubilee. Kiki has got to be in here.
I like Kiki as Jubilee.
Yeah.
She's like Brisha Webb. She can play much younger than she actually is. But if she was 40, she has the gravitas to pay that too. All right. Gambit is good.
Lakeith Stanfield came to my mind first.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is good. Cause Zendaya as Jubilee would be fun. Martin as Jubilee.
Y'all getting too little, man.
But Jubilee is older teen. Now. Yeah.
Well, she older now.
She is a teen. She's always like 18, I feel like, 17.
She is usually young, though.
Marseille Martin is a great fit for Jubilee. She has the youthful energy of Jubilee. She always feels like she's at least 10 years younger than the X-Men. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, what is you doing in here with these grown folks?
She is little.
I think Marseille Martin is a better fit than Kiki.
We losing Kiki again? Sick of this.
I'm sorry, Kiki. Marseille
Martin. Well, Kiki is Gambit. How about that? Kiki can pull it off. Sick of this.
Lakeith Stanfield.
Here's why Lakeith is a great fit
for
Gambit.
Okay.
All right? You know, Lakeith has the appeal to the women, as does Gambit. But Gambit is from the swamps.
Yeah.
He's got a dirty, edgy vibe.
For sure. Feel like he committed some crimes.
Yes. And Lakeith has that. When you look at him, you're like, yo, this dude's mysterious. He's mysterious, and that's Gambit all day. Nobody really knows his background.
Fred Hampton movie? What was that?
Judas and the Black Messiah?
That's Lakeith. You'd be like, there's something off about you.
Yeah. And Gambit, you don't know, because at first you didn't know if you could trust him or not.
Absolutely.
You know? So it was like, man, I don't know. You couldn't really read him, but he was charming. He was a good time. And I feel like Lakeith is perfect for...
You got me with that.
Gambit.
I love it. Mystique we didn't cast. Kiki could be good as Mystique.
Yeah.
Oh, now y'all want to just scramble like up that's some characters.
Like Mystique ain't going to do nothing, but she don't be blue. Who was that? Rebecca Romijn was...
Yeah, Rebecca Romijn, Stamos. And then it was... Jennifer Lawrence was trash.
Mystique. We didn't like that era.
No.
Days of Futures Past was good, though. But Jennifer Lawrence, Days of Future Past is good.
I know, but
it's
not.
It's nowhere near the book. But
yeah,
I hate to be that guy. But the book was better.
Your glasses got bigger when you said that. Gambit's not dusty like that, but he has a little bit of a checkered past. Kind of how, oh my God, we didn't do Wolverine yet.
Because you even you know how people, why y'all shooting down Lakeith? Give me a good reason.
I like Lakeith.
People saying no, give me a good reason.
I like Trevor Jackson. Nah.
Who is Trevor Jackson?
Trevor Jackson is the dude who did that thing where he was singing. He's in Grown-ish.
Winston Duke is too big to be
gay. Winston
Duke is beast.
Oh!
I like that.
Oh, that's great.
I like that.
I like Winston Duke as... I couldn't think of anybody for Beast.
Reggae Jean Page is not bad for Gambit either.
Is it pronounced reggae?
I think so.
I for sure was saying Reggie.
I don't
know. That's sure the French version of Reggie.
I'm sure it ain't Reggie.
I thought it was French Reggie.
Just straight up Reggie?
Ray J.
Trevor Jackson is Gambit?
Nah. Who they say? Reggie? I mean, what's Reggie's name? Reggae?
Reggae Jean Page.
As who? As Gambit?
Gambit? Is that what y'all saying? Winston Duke's beast is perfect.
No, that's it. He's done. He's a little smooth, though.
Here's the thing about Mystique. Mystique has to be older.
Mm-hmm. She's been
Mystique
around.
Mystique is allegedly the mother of Rogue and Nightcrawler, so she has to be older. So you can't.
And Rebecca Romijn was grown woman.
Yeah, you can't do Stamos.
She was grown woman.
You can't do Stamos. I mean, you can't do Zendaya as Mystique.
Oh, no.
I still want to go Lakeith for Gambit.
I like Lakeith. I get Reggie.
Because he don't look mysterious.
He don't. He's clean.
Lakeith, everything about Lakeith is mysterious.
His
and we
nails
need that
be dirty.
For Gambit. All that.
His nails be dirty.
His nails be dirty. He just, you know what I'm saying?
His nails be dirty, man. Tells you everything you need
but
to know.
But he's going to be a good time. He's going to be charming. All that.
All right, Wolverine. This is the
this
key.
This is a tough one. This is a tough cast.
I literally was like, I just need to talk to
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart.
Hey, bub.
As Wolverine. Because he got the height.
Wolverine
got to be little.
Hugh Jackman is like 6'3".
Yeah. Mm.
They were just, and that was an important part of, we used to roll up into a ball.
Wolverine has always been short, man. We got to keep this going.
Kevin Hart. No way.
Oh, my gosh.
He got to be
John
little.
John Boyega?
This is Kel Mitchell is 5'8".
Kel Mitchell drink orange soda as well.
I can't picture him angry.
No, he can't.
I can't picture him angry.
Trevante Rhodes. You know, you loved him in Mea Culpa.
Oh, my God. Mea Culpa was so garbage. I hated it.
Trevante Rhodes is a good pick.
That's not a bad pick.
He can look. You know, Wolverine don't know his history. He got the whole backstory.
That's not a bad
He's small.
Pick.
They played him bigger in Maricopa than he really is. Because in Moonlight, he was not big.
But he was a little muscular in Moonlight.
No, I mean like tall big.
Oh, yeah.
He's
I don't
a bigger,
know how tall he is.
He not. Yeah, he.
I don't know how tall he is.
I feel like he probably 5'.
Winston Duke is Sabretooth. I'm not mad at that either. You know who
He's
I like as Sabretooth?
Foot.
He's 6 foot? Oh, he might be too tall. I like as Sabretooth.
Leave Schreiber. I don't care, man. Well, I don't care if he's white, man. Leave Schreiber and Sabretooth.
I like Aldis Hodge and Sabretooth.
Oh, that's great.
That's who I like in Sabretooth.
That is great.
Because he's going to give you the mutton chops. He's going to give you the mutton chops on the side.
I love Aldis Hodge. I love Aldis Hodge. He never did nothing wrong.
I'm not mad at Jeffrey Wright as Charles Xavier.
Yeah, he's good.
But we got to cast as Wolverine.
John David Washington?
He's little, kind of.
Is he gritty enough for Wolverine?
That's what I don't know. I know he can pull off the physicality. The way he fought in Tenet looked impressive. But the anger and rage and just...
He's 5'9".
Okay.
Derek Luke, no.
John Boyega, I know he got those pockets of rage.
Amari Hardwick, so you doing the bending.
Oh, so you, I couldn't believe so you doing the bending.
I couldn't believe you never saw that.
I never saw it.
Ain't nobody bending me
Ain't
over.
Ain't nobody bending me over. Oh, so you doing the bending? Is that what it is? I'm like, yo, that line is so funny.
Bushwick.
Now, here's the thing about Wolverine. He can be old.
He can be old.
He can be old because Wolverine is old.
He, okay.
John Boyega is 5'9". I wrote down Jonathan Majors as Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how y'all was gonna feel about it.
He's just probably not. They're not booking him. He's not being booked.
Man, I ain't canceling him on that.
I'm not saying cancel. I'm just saying they probably he's hot right now.
I feel like he
hot right now.
That's what gives Wolverine the edge.
He gotta go. What was Robert Downey Jr. movie when he came back before Iron Man?
He did.
He didn't do Jonathan Majors.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
He got to do his independent. He got to do a student film.
Okay, he got to do the independent grind.
But
Method Man too tall, yo.
Wesley Snipes it's kind of hard to see him as anything other than Blade, though. Blade is Wesley Snipes to me. He is Blade. He is overwritten everything else.
Yeah.
Daniel Kaluuya, I don't like for Wolverine.
They keep saying Jamie Foxx is Wolverine.
Nah.
Y'all keep saying it.
Nah, Jamie. And Jonathan Majors is like 6 foot, 6'1", too. Michael Jai White is.
Michael Jai
White. He's kind of a big dude. He's a big dude.
He's like 6'1".
Yeah. And he's big. Wolverine's big this way, but he's not tall. You need the black version of Tom Hardy.
Kevin Hart, yo. we're going to have to cast Kevin Hart.
Jamie Foxx is a little ageless. He doesn't give me old.
No, Wolverine doesn't have to be, he doesn't have to look old and feel old, but he needs to be.
And he got to be a smart mouth, that's too.
We need to know he's been here. Because he's going to look young because of his healing factor, but The Rock is way too massive to be Wolverine.
He could be Sabretooth Tiger.
He could be Sabretooth.
Or Beast.
Or his chestnut. Tahir then. Tahir. Not a bad.
Tahir is nowhere near athletic enough to be not Wolverine. A bad Wolverine pick. Will be getting
Danny
killed.
Danny DeVito.
Even though he's white.
We might have to go Boyega, man.
I think so.
Because I know he can.
He can give us
those pockets.
He can. He was so good in Book of Clarence. All right, man. We don't.
He was in Book of Clarence?
I mean, they told Clone Tyrone.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Black X-Men, Magneto, Denzel, Professor X, Giancarlo Esposito, Cyclops, Michael B. Jordan, Janelle Monáe for Jean Grey, Rogue is Journey Smollett, Storm is Anya Taylor-Joy. Beast, Winston Duke, Jubilee, Marseille Martin, Gambit, Lakeith Stanfield, Wolverine, John Boyega, and the Sabretooth Tiger is out as Hodge. And we didn't do Mystique.
No, Angela we didn't Bassett.
All right. Next up on our list today is. Hold on now. Where are we at?
I thought about Rutina because I love her accent in True Blood, but then I figured it out.
Oh, I like Rutina Wesley.
Yeah.
Rappers you would cheat off in class.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I went first on the last rapper, so you can go first.
I'm first on this one?
Yeah.
I got my first locked and loaded.
Let's do it.
Lupe Fiasco, shorty. Lupe Fiasco, I'm cheating off his paper.
He probably might be the most clear choice.
He is clearly intelligent. He can't even hide it in the music. Lupe Fiasco, 100%. I'm cheating.
He can't even hide it.
I'm going to be like, okay. Lupe Fiasco, 100%.
Huh.
100%. Mm-hmm. What you got?
I feel like Mos Def.
Okay, he on my list.
I feel like Mos Def is.
I'm cheating on Yasin Bey's homework.
Yasin Bey, artist formerly known as Mos Def.
I'm cheating.
Yeah, I feel like he's them conscious rappers they know the geopolitical landscape.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm cheating.
Yeah. All right, who's up next?
I'm going to go with Talib, since we did most. Talib, man, they had a bookstore, for Christ's sake. I'm definitely cheating off Talib Kweli's paper.
They had a bookstore, man.
100%, man.
I'm going with No Name.
Okay, good choice.
No Name, like you can feel the intelligence. Her. Poets are smart.
Mm-hmm.
Rappers are also smart.
Yeah.
She has a prison book club.
Oh, wow.
She got on J. Cole for reading. That means, or not reading. Uh-huh. That means she for sure is reading.
Right.
I'm cheating off black women.
Yeah.
Gonna get me. I know I got a 70% chance of being right.
Yeah.
Definitely go No Name for sure.
Mm-hmm. All I'm right. gonna go with D Smoke. He has a degree. He's a teacher.
Bilingual.
He's bilingual. In Spanish class, I'm all over his paper. Cuales tu nosotros? I'm cheating. Hey, yo, D Smoke. You see your paper, cuz.
Qualis tu nosotros. It's really funny. Qualis
tu nosotros. It makes no sense.
I'm cheating off Will Smith.
Okay.
He got into MIT.
He did?
Yeah. Didn't go.
Wow.
Willard Carroll Smith II. I didn't know that. Got into MIT.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. You ain't got to tell me nothing else. You ain't got to tell me nothing else. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know who teaches in MIT?
Who?
Lupe Fiasco.
He did. A rap class.
He did now, yeah.
Will Smith. All right, who you got?
I'm going with KRS-One.
See, man, you're taking my people.
KRS.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
No arguments there.
Yeah, KRS.
I'm going to go Chuck D.
Okay. Not mad at it.
Chuck D. Know what's going on in the geopolitical landscape.
Come on now.
Chuck D, man.
Chuck Diesel. Let's get it.
All right.
I'm going to go with... I just had him in my head. Oh, Killer Mike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm cheating off Killer Mike. Especially like a sociology class or like, man, politics.
Yeah.
I'm all on his paper. Man, political course.
He had that documentary. Was it on Netflix? He had a 3-episode documentary on
Netflix.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It was fire.
Meg Stallion.
Meg does have a degree. Is that honorary or not?
No, she finished. I would do Queen Latifah still. I just don't feel like Queen Latifah's getting the answers wrong. I don't feel like
I'm not mad at it.
Whatever class we're in, if Queen Latifah is in there, she's studied and she's ready to go. She's locked in, y'all. She's not guessing. The Queen studied.
I'm not mad at it.
She was on the conscious rap out the gate.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it, man.
All right, here we go. Rappers we would cheat off. Lupe Fiasco, Mos Def / Yasin Bey, Talib Kweli, No Name, D Smoke, Will Smith, KRS-One, Chuck D, Killer Mike, and Dana Owens, Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah, shout
out. All right, we got some time left over. Let's play a little 6 Degrees of Separation. Uh-oh. Tony Baker, we need two actors as far from movies as you could be, and we'll see if Tony can connect them in 6 movies or less.
6 movies or less. Who they gonna come up with? They gonna stump me again.
Okay, Halle Bailey's interesting.
Oh man,
did you see Gone Girl?
Well, she was in that.
Or Little Mermaid?
I didn't see Little Mermaid. I saw The Color Purple though.
All right, she's out. Oh, this is fun. Thank you, Nakia. Robin Williams and Tika Sumpter.
Wow,
that's a good one. That's how you play the game.
I'm trying to think of what she's been in.
I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to tell you.
I don't know if I know her work.
You know her work, Tony. She was in a movie with some people. Comedy. Rapper and comedian.
I know she was just in Underdogs.
No, man. Buddy Cop.
Buddy Cop?
They were buddy cops. She's the wife. Ride Along, man.
She was in Ride Along?
Yeah, she's Kevin Hart's wife.
I don't remember nothing about Ride Along. All right, so it's her and who?
Kevin Hart, Ice Cube, are in Ride Along.
Wait, who am I connecting her to?
Oh, Robin Williams.
Oh, Robin Williams. I thought you said
who was in the movie.
All right.
Robin Williams and Tika Sumpter.
Okay.
She's in Kung Fu Panda too, but you can't do voices. I think she's in Kung Fu Panda. She's in Tyler Perry movie?
She was in that Tyler Perry movie with Tiffany Haddish, wasn't she?
Which one is that? I'm playing the game too, so I can't look
she
it up.
Was in a movie with Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish was in the Tyler Perry movie?
Yeah. I thought it was Tyler Perry.
Is it a Madea one or is it a
no, it's
one?
Not Madea though.
Oh.
I forget the name of it though. Nobody's Fool.
I don't know that movie.
Okay, so Robin Williams.
Yeah, that's our boy. Cool Hunting.
This is tough. All right. Okay, so who? Wait, Robin Williams and
Tika Sumpter.
Tika Sumpter. Okay. So Tika Sumpter was in Ride Along with Ice Cube, who was in Triple X 2 with Sam Jackson, who was in Goodfellas with Al Pacino. I mean, Goodfellas with Robert De Niro, who was in The Godfather 2 with Al Pacino, who was in Insomnia with Robin Williams.
Dang. I got lost.
Yeah. That's the trajectory. So I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
So Tika Sumpter was in Ride Along with Ice Cube, who was in Triple X 2 State of the Union with Sam Jackson, who was in Goodfellas with Robert De Niro, who was in...
That's what I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Robert De Niro, who was in The Godfather 2 with Al Pacino, who was in Insomnia with Robin Williams.
You don't like Insomnia.
It was just okay. It wasn't like... Anybody could have directed that.
It's a Christopher. We always have this Christopher Nolan conversation. Yeah. Every time we talk Christopher Nolan. But
Christopher
but
Nolan be taking me. He be taking me.
Matt Dunkirk, I couldn't even defend him. I was so mad, man.
He be taking me.
I love World War II movies.
Yeah.
I was like Christopher Nolan and World War II.
Dunkirk was mid, though.
Duh.
I just knew that was going to be fire.
Oh, my God, Tony.
Dunkirk was mid. Insomnia was mid. Tenet was mid.
He.
Those are his only mids, though.
What's
not terrible, but just mid.
Yeah, no. Oppenheimer was cool.
Oppenheimer was mid, too.
It was cool. I just always felt like, I know the bomb is the thing, but I always felt like something else was supposed to happen.
Yeah, it just...
The wildest thing about Oppenheimer is that nigga science man had hoes.
Yeah.
And his actual wife and his mistress, that was, even with the atomic bomb dude, the craziest thing was his actual relationship.
Yeah.
But I don't like the time thing.
I feel like I didn't get my nut off in that movie. not to be vulgar, but I feel like I didn't get my nut off.
You were pumping, and you're just like,
yeah, I feel like
Forrest Gump after he was running. I'm kind of tired
it
now.
Was no nut, dog. It was just all strokes.
It felt good.
Yeah, but it
but
was
after
just,
a while, I was just like, I'm kind of.
Right. I gotta go. I got some errands to run. I gotta turn this paperwork in before six. I'm gonna just pull out.
Let me just. You good?
You got yours. Like,
you
cool.
Need anything?
Cool. I saw the explosion. I saw the atomic explosion.
I gotta go real quick.
I gotta get the hell out
of here. I appreciate you, though. Next time, it don't always work out. Sometimes I got a lot on my mind.
Sometimes it's not you, it's me.
The best part of that movie was the explosion sound, the sound design of that, and the delay. But the court cases and stuff. And I love Emily Blunt. I love Cillian Murphy.
Me too.
But I just.
Cast was great.
Cast was great. Robert Downey Jr. was almost unrecognizable.
He was
in that.
Fire in that joint. Matt Damon
so
was good.
Matt Damon was
him
great.
As a cranky general.
Oh, he was fantastic. But
great casting.
It was great casting. But that's what I like about Christopher Nolan. Even if I don't like his movie, I feel like he liked this movie.
To me, he's such an important filmmaker.
For
like,
sure.
I'm glad he's in the game and successful in the game because he really wants to stick to practical effects.
Practical? He dropping the plane out the sky for real.
Yes.
He's getting the permit.
Film maker.
Little to no CGI.
Yes.
He has his own way of telling stories.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with an artist making something I don't like. Yeah. As long as you are making what is important to you.
Yeah.
I'd much rather an artist make an album that they love that I don't enjoy.
Yeah.
Than them make something they think I'll enjoy that ain't really them.
Right.
So that's why I will go. I'm going to pull up every time because you don't know if you're getting Dunkirk or Interstellar or Memento or Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
But you know Christopher Nolan done put 4 or 5 years of his life into this movie. Right. And it's everything he has. He spent 10 years on the amazing best trilogy in the world.
And that's the problem I had with Insomnia is that it just doesn't feel like a Christopher Nolan piece.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like everything else in his filmography, as far as like Memento and The Prestige, and like it feels like
Love the Prestige!
Nolan. Insomnia in the name of what movie?
Love
yeah.
Memento as well. I watched that on VHS in college, and I could not stop talking about it.
Yeah.
I watched that and that Guy Pearce movie with Brad Pitt in it all the time.
Awakening. No, I didn't do...
What is that?
I didn't do...
Snatch.
So Awakening. Good. I did Insomnia. But that's a shorter route.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah, that's a shorter route. So if I do Sam Jackson to Goodfellas... With Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro was in Awakenings with Robin Williams.
I don't remember that movie.
I can cut out a movie. Yeah, it was sad. It was sad. It was good, but sad.
Oh, okay. All right, y'all. We'll see you next week. If you're not on the Patreon, we're just going to keep this train rolling. You need to go to the bathroom? You need some water? You good?
I peed on myself already.